Blog Talk Radio.
Kay, can you hear me now? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Can somebody hear me out there? We were having a little bit of trouble this morning.
Yes,
I hear you. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay, all right. Praise God, praise God. All right. Well, we thank God this morning for this morning. Today is Monday. It is the 31st day of January 2022. So we have made it to the very last day of this month. And, I mean, it's just so beautiful what the Lord is doing. He is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. And it's just good to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. And I'm excited about the fact that we are still able to come together, different parts of the country that we're calling in from, and we cannot see everybody every morning, but we are able to pray and praise and magnify the Lord. We know we can say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises unto his name. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Glory, glory, glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so perfect. And he has blessed us with some beautiful men and women who come to this prayer line and people who we meet that go to our churches and people in our neighborhoods and family members. And just to know that God is changing hearts and he is helping our families to turn to him more and more every day. There is nothing better than just knowing God is with us. And when we go through these different trials, when we go through our tests, he is still with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So we're glad for that today. So this morning we're going to get started and let us just come in. We want to praise the Lord this morning. Let's start off with a praise. Praise, hallelujah. Praise is a weapon against the devil because God is in the midst of the praise. So let's lift our voices today. Let us praise him. Don't ask him for anything.
Thank you,
just praise
thank
his
you, Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you,
Lord.
God.
Thank
we praise
you,
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, our ways and knowledge, Lord, and you direct our path, oh God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We magnify you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your holy name, Jesus. Oh, God, we give you all the glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Out of the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. You are awesome, Jesus. Lord God, you are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we appreciate you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord God, for letting us wake up today. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We're moving all negative thinking through my mind, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to glorify you, Lord God. Help us to Father. Praise you this morning, Lord God. Yes, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping my family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for turning me around, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, now, God, hallelujah. For prayerful spirits. Thank you, Father, for spirits. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the prayerful spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A spirit of repentance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We can come boldly before the throne of grace and let our petitions be made known to you, God. Hallelujah. That our prayers, hallelujah, won't be hindered from come and forth to, up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. Guide us by the scriptures of your hands that you hold yourself, Father. Nothing that comes from us, Father, but every word that comes forth out of your mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not our faith, but the mind of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that we are more than conquerors. Nothing good of ever happened without you, Father. It's all about you, Father. Hallelujah. And what you think.
Thank you, Father. Everyone that's here right now and the ones that could not have made it, Father, we thank you for them, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lead us not into temptation, but in all our ways acknowledge you.
Thank you, Lord God.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our salvation.
My God, I think you love for a spirit of laughter.
Align us right now, God, that we get in line with your word, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Holy, holy,
give us
holy,
that day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we
forgive our debts.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. In the miraculous name of Jesus.
We praise you.
And God forgives us, and we forgive others, and we forgive ourselves. In the name of Jesus, that we continue to endure, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Hallelujah. Endure, endure. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That we know who we are and whom we belong to. We belong to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The scripture for the fast that we're going to be doing starting on Wednesday. And there's just so much that we can see in the Word of God to help us. We want to be strengthened as we, especially when we fast. That is supposed to help us to seek the Father even more diligently. When you're fasting and you're praying and you're reading the Word, I know that I can hear and see more clearly what God is saying to me, and He can help me as I go through my life. So this morning, the first scripture is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58 and verse number 6. And it says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?" And so, you know, when we decide to, you know, come and do a fast, you know, we're led to places in the spirit realm that we may not normally see or go into when we are just in a regular mode of mind. So when the fast is chosen, it's to help to the bonds of wickedness and to destroy the yokes that are on people's lives, and the oppressed can go free. And so we are believing that while we're in this fast, if we're praying for the family members and praying for friends and neighbors and people all across the world who need Jesus Christ. There are people who have all kinds of issues that are just so crazy. People are shooting up folks, people getting shot with stray bullets, and bullets intended for one person and somebody else is getting shot. And that's an evil spirit that is out there. There's a demonic spirit of murder that is out there in our world. And so as we're praying, as we're fasting, we can seek God and ask God to help. We want to ask Him, first of all, to protect us while we're out there. Even in your own home, sometimes people are shooting through windows and people in their own homes are getting hurt and killed and things like that. So we want to continue to keep our voices to the Lord. And even when you're speaking to the Lord, stop and listen to what He says and write down. That's why I say, many times if you just get some paper and pencil while you're fasting, while you're praying, and jot down the things that the Lord says to you, even when you dream, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and you can jot it down, or maybe you can record it on your phone. There's a mechanism on your phone where you can do a voice recording. You can record what it is that God is speaking to you for your life. So the next scripture I'm going to read is in the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 64, verses 1 through 7. It says, "Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquity. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their tongue to fall upon them. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. But they shall wisely consider of his doing." Verse 10 says, "The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory." This indicates to me that when you seek the Father, when you're calling out to the Lord, even though you may be speaking of all the things that may be going on, as David was doing here, he was talking about his enemy. He's talking about what they were doing. But at the same time, he understood that God was right there, that God would fight for him, as we will see later in some of what I will share, that God will fight for you. God is there for you, even when you are praying for your loved ones. There are many people in our family who just don't seem to want to do the right thing. There are those who may be doing things in secret, and they have these secret things that are going on, but God can see everything. And so we pray that God will help them to come out of that dark place that they're in and turn those stony hearts to a heart of flesh so that they will be pliable in the hands of God, what we want to do. And then here in the book of Isaiah 55 and 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." We want to continue to call upon the Lord. We want to continue to seek him because he is always going to be there for us. He's always there, even though sometimes we may forget that he's around. We may forget because we are so consumed by the things that are happening in our lives, things that are happening in our world, things that are happening in our neighborhood. But when we seek the Lord, seek him, sometimes we just forget, and that's just the truth. We forget that we can call on the Lord because things may be just so overwhelming. Things may be coming at us so quickly. One thing may come today, and then a few minutes later, something else may come, and you may get a phone call, or you may get something in the mail, or you may see something on the news or whatever, and then it will cause you, your mind, to get a little bit discombobulated. You may get confused, and it's like you need to just stop, and begin to think about who you are in Jesus Christ and who is there with you and for you. Seek the Lord because he's there for you. Seek him every day. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the one who was all these things that are happening in our world. So let me just read this another scripture here. Psalm chapter 28, verse 6 through 7. It says, "Blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him." My Lord Jesus, that is so beautiful. So we thank the Lord because he is there. He's hearing your supplication. He's hearing your prayers. Even before we call, he's there. Before we call, he can answer and show us great and mighty things. He doesn't even have to wait to hear your voice. He knows what you have in your heart to say to him. But it's good to speak it out. It's good to say it so that the Lord will come and help you, that the Lord will know that you know he's there for you. Go ahead and speak to the Lord. Go ahead and make your supplication. Make your prayer to the Lord because he is right there to answer you and do the will that he has for you. Do his will for you. His will is that we will be blessed and that we will be prosperous and be in health even as our soul prospers. That is what God would want for us. So we as a people, you know, I have seen myself personally get into a pickle. I have seen myself just be so overwhelmed by the things that, and I'm speaking from experience because I know that God does things for me so that I can share with you. He does things for you so that you can share with other people. I have seen myself in so many different situations, and I have maybe forgotten that I need to pray. And then I may have to call somebody. I say, I need to call somebody to pray with me. Many times when I was working, I used to have to call my mom, or either I call Pastor Scholastica. She was down there in the same building that I was in. I had a friend named Marika. Sometimes we would call each other. And, you know, we would be in agreement. We would have to pray and be in agreement so that we could see God make the change. And many times I would go back to the office, and it would be like a very different situation. I would get in a meeting where we were had this crazy thing going on. I'd get in the meeting, and all of a sudden, everything was just turned around to do what God designed it to do. And so when we know that God is there and you know that you can call somebody, you can agree with somebody, sometimes you just need to call somebody and say, I want you to pray for me. Times when we need to say, I want you to pray with me. And then there are times God may put somebody on your mind that you need to pray for. And sometimes you can call them. Sometimes you can just do that prayer. And later on you will hear them call you, and they will let you know that you had, even though they didn't know you had prayed, they will let you know that at that particular time, that's when the change came, when you were praying or soon after you prayed. And so it's important that we realize and recognize that our supplication to the Lord is so important. It is so important that we pray before the Lord. It's so important that we believe when we pray. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. We cannot just pray and say, you know, I've seen people do this. You pray, and then soon after you pray, they just bring up a negative thought. They say something negative. Well, I don't think it's going to change because it's been this way all the time. Well, you just nullified the prayer. You don't want to nullify the prayer by saying the negative word. And I hear Sister Marie all the time telling us to say the positive things. And that is so important that we say righteous words and say good things and believe that God is doing the work. It may take a little bit of time. Everything is not going to be just so quick. Sometimes he wants us to be patient. He said, be patient and wait on the Lord, and we will know that God is working that thing out. So don't worry. Do what God said. trust in him, believe him, and continue to make that confession that you believe that God is working that thing out when you're going through something, when something is happening in your life. Now, here's another scripture in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 13. And it says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. This reminds me of when I was in Jacksonville, Florida. I had a property in Florida that was next door to a drug house. And those people next door, they were just full of the devil. They were smoking. They were selling. They were doing all kinds of things. They did things. In fact, one time I was inside the house. Somebody was working on something. We came out, and all the tires, on every tire on this man's vehicle was slashed. They cut every tire on this man's vehicle. So, I had to pray. We had to pray. We kept praying. And so eventually, some of them got arrested. Eventually, they just, God did the work. We had to pray and ask God to help in that situation because they were mad because we were trying to do right. And we would talk to them and try to get them to do right. But even one day, one of them had a friend who was living in the house, and I'm thinking, why are you selling drugs and then you don't have money to pay for your electricity? Their electricity was out. They had taken a cord from my house and an extension cord and took it to their house so they could have electricity. I said, this is crazy. I said, don't ever. And, I'm a little woman, and I just stood up to these men. I didn't even care. I was bold because I guess I just was upset too. And so sometimes you get upset and you say things, but the Lord was on my side. And so I told him, I said, I don't ever want to see this happen in my house again. Don't ever put a cord from my house to your house. You need to get your electricity on. The Lord will help us when we need help. And every time I see this, it reminds me of that situation over there. The enemy that you see today, you will see no more forever. And that's one of the verses that I spoke when I was praying about that situation for these drug people. And, it was a blessing to see God move. It didn't happen overnight, but eventually the things got right. So I'm thanking God that we have the word of God to help us. We have the word of God. We see Moses. Moses was going through a lot of stuff. And as we read, I was reading about, the situation when they were in Egypt and God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And it was all to show that God was the mighty one, the glory of God. Even after they left Egypt, and then the Pharaoh decided, well, we let these people go, and then he went chasing after them. He looked for them. He said, we're going to get them. How do we let them go? I guess he came to his mind and said, well, shoot, these people were helping us. They were working for us. They were our slaves. And so they chased after Moses and his people. But this is where they were at the Red Sea. They were at the Red Sea, and the Lord says, you will see them no more forever. And this is when they went across the Red Sea. God opened up the Red Sea, let the Moses and his people go across on dry land. And Pharaoh with his crazy self, he's just nuts. He coming across the Red Sea too, but God drowned them. God drowned them. And so that was when he said, you will see them no more forever. So that was the end of that particular Pharaoh and his cohorts, all of his people that had followed him. And so we want to know that God, if he did this for Moses, that was a tremendous, tremendous miracle. That was a mighty act of God. He was the one who got the glory out of that. And as we're going through our fast, as we're praying this week, let's think about these things. Think about the fact that God did some mighty acts while Moses was on the earth. And not only Moses, but he did works for various people. Daniel, when he was in the lion's den, the Hebrew boys, and even Noah, when he built that ark, and Paul and Silas when they were in jail, and different ones as they were going through their lives. God showed us through his word how he worked things out for these people. And if he worked these miraculous things out for the people then, and he says in his word he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, don't you know he can do the same type of thing? It may not be exactly the same, but he can do a miracle for you too. Don't you know that God will help us in this day and age that we're living in today? And we thank God. I'm going to read us another verse here in Exodus chapter 14, verse 25. And it says, and took off their chariot wheels that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians. At that particular time, it was too late, but they realized that God was fighting for the children. So when you know that God is on your side and you know that God will do the work for you, you can relax. You can get yourself in a place of peace. We all need to be at peace. We need to be in peace every single day. Yeah, we have things that come into our lives, but we need to go to the place of peace because the Lord is on our side. If you feel like you're getting overwhelmed by the cares of this world, your job may not be working right, you may not have a job, you may not have the finances that you need, you still need to be at peace because the Lord is with you. And if you trust him, you will see him do the miraculous and you will come to a place where you have more than enough. You will be able to share with people who are in need. That is what God would have you to do when he blesses you. God will bless you so that you can be a blessing to somebody else. You know, I know God has blessed us. I was talking to my Uncle Marvin yesterday, and speaking of Marvin, we want to keep him in prayer because he has this, he said he's having migraine headaches and his eyes are twitching from this, I guess, a migraine headache. So we need to just keep him in prayer. But just thinking about how he has sown into so many people's lives, and we have sown into people's lives, and God is blessing. God continues to bless. We will trust the Lord and thank God that the enemies are being put to shame. You know, even though you are going through some things right now, you may be in lack because of certain things that have happened in your life, you have to trust the Lord and don't be in a pity party. When you're in a pity party, you can't be blessed because you're not rejoicing. You know, instead of being in a pity party, rejoice in the Lord. Praise him. Thank him. Dance before the Lord. Shout. I'm telling you, I've seen God do so many, many, many things. And we see here that God helped and the Israelites. And, you know, as you go forward and you begin to read more about what God did after they left the Egyptians and God got them, you know, saved them from this Pharaoh and his army when they were coming, they went through the wilderness. They had a lot of different things that were going on in the wilderness. They were complaining many times. But we don't want to be a complainer. We want to be a rejoicer. We want to be one who rejoices in the, even in the midst of trouble, rejoice in the Lord. I'm telling you, if you get in a place where you are praying and you are fasting and you feel the spirit of the Lord, you know, you feel the spirit deep down on the inside and you just can't keep it to yourself. You go through your house, you begin to shout and dance and sing and shout before the Lord. And then suddenly you will see some things happening in your life. In your life, you will see a great turnaround. See that turnaround. Rejoice in the Lord. I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, when you rejoice, when you praise the Lord and you're making your supplication to him and you're in faith, you have faith to believe that what you said is coming to pass. When you have that faith, you will see, my God, you will see even more than what you ask or think. He can bless you beyond what you can ask or think. That is the thing that we can remember in our hearts. That's what the word of God tells us. He can bless you beyond what you can ask or think. He's a more than enough God. So we're believing him for the salvation. We're believing him. We keep on praying for those family members. Yes, keep that going. Because I know when I was out there in my sin, my mom and dad, they were praying. Other people were praying that God would bring Darlene out of her dark place, that God would bring her out of that spirit of gambling and lying and drinking and doing things that shouldn't be done. God blessed me, covered me with his grace and his mercy, and then he brought me into the kingdom. So we have to pray and thank God that these family members, we thank him for the salvation that is coming to our family members. It's a blessed thing to know that God is joining the people, even though they may be resisting right now. They're in their own selves. They're doing their own things. But God is right there, and we are trusting him. We're believing him, and we're going to see. We're going to see the manifestation of the prayers, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. There is much power in these prayers that we pray when we come to the Lord, even in your secret closet, when you're by yourself. And then when you come together with the people of God. Oh, my Lord Jesus, Marco, la shade, da da da, shata manukule, Marco, la shata. My God, my God, my Lord, my Lord. I just thank you, Lord, today. I praise your name, oh God. I pray, God, today that we have heard the word. Hallelujah, Shita. We receive that word. Hallelujah, Shita, Makula, Marco, Tu, Lid, Idela, So, Cole, Lelele, Shade, and Masu, Nanakala, Lelele, Shita. My God, my God. I decree and declare the deliverance this morning, oh God. The freedom this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Shita. Nina, Dela, Shoot, Lelele, Shana, Nanina, Kona. My God, my God. Freedom in you this morning, oh God. Freedom from worry this morning, oh God. Freedom from those things, oh God, that are keeping us bound. Release the chains from the mind this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you fight for us, oh God, that you're fighting, oh God. In the Koshita the Makona, we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord as you did for Jehoshaphat, oh God. Healing in the name of Jesus. Sister Denise, oh God, Sister Marie, heal those bodies completely, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Sister Linda, every part of her body, oh God, every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every artery, oh God. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed this morning. In the Nekoshita, if you're out there, you need a healing. If you need a deliverance this morning, reach out in the faith. Reach out in faith right now. Like a Sheikali, needed a Shita, me. Needed a Shita, Makoda. Pray that a Shita, Makula, that a Shita. If you need a financial blessing this morning, reach out in faith and believe the Lord God Almighty to do that for you right now. Marako, Lola, Sheikha, Needed a Shita. Marika tu le sheita manukota, mental conditions being healed this morning. In the Nekoshita, La Shita, relationships being healed this morning. In the Nekoshati, La Shuto, Mako, La Shita, loosing the spirit of love this morning. Aka sheita nukule, aka le sheita, mina ka lula de de shu, le 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 la shati na da mokuni, ale le 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 sheita, le 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 la shata. So Leshita, my God, Aloshita, let a little become much, oh God. And then a Koshita Makula, Leshita, new ideas for businesses this morning. Ekeshita Makula, Leshita Makuta, my God, Leshita, Mira Koshuta, those millions of dollars coming this morning, oh God. And a Koshita, Leshita Motuda, witty inventions, oh God. And then a Koshita Makula, Leshita. Let the people, oh God, bring forth, oh God, the things that you have deposited in their spirits today, Lord. In the Koshite, Marakotula, Eshe Karmakole, Dera Sata, Mina Kotulura, Mina Katula. My God, let the light of Jesus Christ, oh God, burn, oh God, within our spirits, oh God. Let the light, oh God, lead us in the right direction, oh God. In the Koshiti, la 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 Sheta Makita, La Shuta. Love, oh God. La 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 Shita. Let the love of God be within each and every heart today, oh God. In the Koshita Makula. Protect us, oh God, from those evil ones, oh God. La 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 Shita. That would try to enter into our lives, oh God. La 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 Shita. Let the enemy, oh God, be destroyed right now. When enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways, oh God. When the enemy comes in to eat up our flesh, oh God, they will stumble and fall. My K, E, Sheta, Manokolo, Malakatulu, Lele, Sheta, Manina. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Praise your holy and your righteous name, O Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Glory, Boshita. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Ibasa. God, hallelujah. We thank you for the word. Hallelujah. Able Sita Nakayos. Glory, Papa Kayos. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And it is so, Papa Kayos. And it is so. Able Sita Nakayos. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Oh, no, yes, see, God. There's none greater. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The king is smoking. I look how you see. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We came, we came, we came. Hallelujah. Yes, I look how you see. No, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Your humble servant, Father, doing you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, on you, we praise you for the victory, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you continue to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for continuing right now, God. Humbleness right now, God. Seeking your faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. It's not easy praying for, hallelujah, being the head of people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. But it's all because of you right now, God. Nothing that we do on our own, but because of you. Hallelujah. He's able to do what you have commanded her to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, as a leader. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you for the victory.
Thank you.
Our victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Well, praise Lord for the time of fellowship and the word of God this morning. I hope that somebody was blessed by it and that we will strengthened by the prayers and the word of God. So we're right here at the top of the hour, and I do appreciate everybody who joined in with us today. And let's keep our sister Marie and her sister Denise. I believe it's Yvonne, Denise, Yvonne. Is that right? Am I getting Denise Yvonne right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to keep prayer that they will be completely free of COVID. And anybody else who's out there, I don't know anybody else who has been touched by it recently, but we know that God is totally a healer. So we're believing God for the complete healing of these beautiful sisters. And as we're leaving today, I make our declaration that our prayers and the praises are covered by the blood of Jesus, and that we shall wait upon the Lord, and he's going to renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. I decree this morning that we shall resist the devil, and he will flee. And as we go through our fast, our time of fasting, prayer, and supplication that we will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord our God. I decree today that we are blessed and cannot be cursed and that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I decree that we are victorious through Jesus Christ and the devil is under our feet in the name of Jesus. So I pray that each and every one of us will continue to love one another. I do love you, sisters and brothers, and I know that you love me back. And I appreciate all that you do in coming here and even the seeds that you sow into our ministry, into my life. And God is just doing great things for us. And we will continue to give our testimonies as we go through the rest of the year. Amen. We will see the manifestation of the prayers and the time that we spend in reading the word and sharing the word of God. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. Have a beautiful rest of the day and have an awesome rest of your life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I. H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.